I would like to share with you some of the thoughts or part of a dialogue or questions and answers that happened a few years ago, like when I was between 13 and 19 years old. In Spain, I met this woman who was living a very solitary life and very full life, like full inside, like very joyful life. And she was living in the mountains, and I would go there like as soon as I like every time I could, and more than that because I was escaping other things to go there. So I was writing those dialogues that happened, but you know, they are all pretty messy, and now I decided to just like slowly pick some of them and read, like share with you in this situation, so that may some of them are helpful for you, like may some of these words are also like for you what they were for me. And like kind of, I say like, as honey raining from the heaven, you read this with. So that's why I decide to just share and see what happens. And I'm translating because the writing is in Catalan, my original language. So, you know, it won't be a perfect translation. So I said to her, like, I feel that there are many things to solve in me, like, that there are many things to kind of arrange. I don't know, that I feel that there is something wrong, so many things, so I have to fix them. And then she said, like, to analyze and to understand how that psychology works, that can help as a first step, but that doesn't have transformation power. Like that doesn't have like the power which is needed to transform those things. You know, like, could be interesting to know, and many of us at some point like need to know, like to clarify like little bit what's going on. That's why like sometimes we go to psychologists or people like this, that just by speaking we get little more clear about how all this mess came to be, you know. And so therefore we think if we know how all this mess came to be, then somehow we feel if we know that, then that means that I will also know how to get rid of this, like how to fix it, you know. And like I have seen like little changes in this way, and somehow sometimes it works, but it feels like that doesn't have this transformation power. Like there's something else which is needed to dissolve that. And then she said like, so everything has to be hugged, like everything has to be embraced, loved and offered. That is how all this can find its rest. Like everything which is in us, like everything we feel, also, like meaning also these things that we feel that are not totally right, or these things that are somehow bothering us, because we don't want them here, then she says like, everything has to be embraced, loved, and offered. And then another time, because, you know, it's not like I just pick things, you know. So another time I asked, ah, so then, like, when they speak about liberation, do they mean that liberation is to find this place where we can be, and even when emotions and fears come, we find a way to be equanimous, like to be, yeah, equanimous. Sounds too much like economy, so. I kept feeling it must be wrong, you know, that's why. So then freedom, I asked, so then freedom means that we find a place in us where we don't move, like no matter which things come, no matter the things that come to us, like the different emotions and things that pop up, even when those things pop up, even then we are not moved by them. Like we know how to be with them, like they don't move us. And then like I remember she was pretty strong with this one. She said like, no, like this is the conclusion that the people who think about liberation arrive. Like this is the conclusion that people arrive when they think about what liberation could be. Like when they guess about what liberation is, then they say, ah, it's this. But, like you said, like, no, like, when that happened, also this popping up of the emotions disappear. Like, also this popping up of emotions is ceased, like, yeah, like there is no base from where the emotions and all these waves can be created. Then another time, I ask, why do you have more confidence in me? Like, why do you trust more me and my own process than my own trust to myself? Like, how is that possible? You know, you trust more me and my own process, like, then I trust myself. So, how? And she said, like, maybe because I know yourself more than you know yourself. Okay. So please, if there is any, you know, thing that you want to check, say, yeah, the Like, to embrace? Yeah. Yeah, this is. Yeah, to who? This is a good question. Like, offer, like when we say offer, you know, we offer. Like, it's somehow uplifting, like somehow is giving light to that. No, it doesn't need to be your whom, you know, like for someone maybe there is whom. If there is a personal relationship with like some higher force, you know, like which we look at or feel pulled by, okay? But it doesn't need to be personal. Like some people feel this in a personal way, some people don't. But doesn't matter if it's personal or not, but this like uplifting movement, like this offering of what is to life, like to whatever you wish to offer. Yeah, it, you can do it like this, but would be like with less feeling somehow. I don't know how to express it because for me it's very clear inside, but I mean, like, yeah, like with the tongue length, like, okay, we can feel in a personal way, like this breathing in and out, so same, or we can feel in a more kind of, as if there is no one, but there is life. You know, there is something that is lighter than what we know. So offering to that. Yeah, it's just, that makes sense, or you are like even worse than before? Okay. So just like, it doesn't need to make sense, like if you can feel, if there is possibility for you to offer, like when you feel being in a mess situation, if you can embrace that and then like love that and then offer that. As if that was like to offer, like we only offer like whatever is best for us. You know. So this offer is kind of, let's say like the manifestation of the expression that that is the best, that is not something at all wrong, you know, something love for us, only that we can offer. So this is the kind of the meaning that. Because I feel like that there is no way, like what it feels like, as soon as I'm saying this, it gets, okay, it's like, okay, like as soon as I say this, and you listen this, you understand, like I guess most of us understand that this is something that we can do. Okay? And it's true that it's something that we can do, and I'm saying it because it's something that we can do, but what we can do is up to this feeling level, which is a lot, it's a lot. If we really get to embrace, love and offer that, that can only be in the feeling level, and it's a lot, but is one step. Because that, when that fully happens, there is no me doing it. So it works both ways, like as almost everything we use as a technique, as a something that I take and then I try to do. We can do up to the level feeling, but actually it works both ways. I can say, this is what happened. Not what we need to do, but this is what naturally will happen. I could say that. But also it's good to get in touch with that and to do this up to where it's possible, which it won't get farther than the feeling level, but is already a lot.
No, but how you start saying I'm accepting myself, I love myself, how you get out of the world? How you make it make?
By accepting yourself and loving yourself, yeah, like.
And accepting yourself, you know? How you take the world from you?
Because first, like, in reality, like, this is something that happens. You don't need to do anything, okay? But since we like to do things, you know, like, and they are helpful, it's not like, you know, it's not, so since we like to do things, so then it's good, do what is in our hands to do, which would be like taking these words, not taking these words here, you know, boom. But taking these words and eating these words, you know, really feeling the possibility of that, and then being with that, really seeing if it's possible to love that which you hate in yourself. Of course, you cannot like, I hate this, I'm going to try to love it. But some, like, this process of just being open to this possibility of loving that, of embracing that first, and then really like being with that, spending time with that, and getting to fully see that. And as soon as you see that, that is not threatening anymore. Like, and then there is possibility for love. It's a process, it's not like I say and suddenly you love that.
And when I offer it, that means that from angry. I should be angry, I should feel the feeling inside me, or I could use the offering to be expressing outside as well. Or
no, because the offering, like, you know, like it's embrace, love and offer. It's not like offer and then embrace and love, you know, like, I mean, you can offer, I won't be angry at you, but is more like, is a process that, let's say, like, the end is this feeling of, like, you can offer, like, you can walk, like, with dignity with that. You don't have to hide your anger. Like, you really become close to it, you get to know it, and you know the source of it, you know that you cannot be angry to your own angriness. And then this can be of, like, whenever it's really like, yeah, whenever it's fully like digested, you know.
I was just wondering, The liberation part and the second part is just exactly.
Yeah, because it's funny. Yeah, but this is the tricky, you know, because many people think, like, because we can only, like, through the imagination, through the guess, we can only guess, let's say, up to here. We cannot guess all the way. Like something that you don't know, but you imagine that would be this way. So, is that guess? So, like this. No.
Yeah, but it's not only something you can imagine, it's something that really is technically
fake. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is totally true. But what she's saying is that because you can be in this place, that is totally true, but that doesn't mean that that is liberation. You know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like I don't feel like putting like measuring, you know. But but just because many people like, and I also feel like I have been like asking many people and in touch with different kind of masters and people like that, you know, and it feels that listening to them, many, like not all of them, but many of them, like their way of saying like what liberation is, like ends here. Like some place where nothing bothers you, like where things, anger, like everything is functioning same, you know, emotions, anger and everything, but you are not moved by this, you know. But she's saying, no, I know that everyone who thinks about liberation comes to this conclusion, but this is not, because when liberation happens, then there is not even a platform or a base for these emotions to be created. So it's not like that the emotions pop and then we are not moved by them, but that the emotions are not created. So it's very similar, but hugely different. You know, like, you know.
Yeah, but emotions are still there.
Well, this is what she's saying. No. You know, like, this is clearly, like, she's saying, like, yeah, what you are saying is what we would, let's say, like, easily agree. Because it's up to where we can imagine, you know.
But that would mean that she has no emotions anymore.
Well, like, I don't think so, but no, it's not like she doesn't have emotions anymore, but it's not like they are not created in this way. Like they are not emotions, but they are feelings, you know. Like, so it's not weight, you know. It's much, much kind of deep place. But it's good because it's very, very like, you know, very. I find it very interesting because I have really been checking, you know, like what people say about it. Even, you know, many people, like, really, like, they don't share more than that, so it's interesting.
How helpful do you think it is to speculate or imagine or even talk to enlightened people about what it is to be enlightened?
I think it's not that helpful, but it's helpful to see. you know, it's not helpful to speak, and it's not that helpful, you know. Somehow it is sometimes, but it's not that helpful, but it's very helpful to see and to be with people who are there. Like this is like, you know, how to say, like, I cannot even say. Yeah.
And since there's an unwritten rule that keeps anyone from staying in their enlightenment, how do you know who to hang out with?
because you know. You totally know. And your life changed. Yeah. Like there is no doubt. And then you just, you know, you forget about everything else, and you are there. So there is no rule, but it's totally clear. Because we know. How do we know that it's not our projection? Because we know. Like I feel we can only meet someone like this when we are ready to meet someone like this. So then there is no doubt. Like before that, even if we meet it, like we miss it, you know. But when we are ready, then it's no doubt. Like there is no way to escape. Even if you want to escape and keep on going with your life, like you cannot. Because you know, like you have been looking for this all your life and you cannot run away. It's very, very simple. Yeah. But moment has to be there, like this ripeness has to be there. I ask, how all the things will open? How all the things will open? Cannot. Then she says, like, spend time with your soul. And that the longing in your soul, let that the longing of your soul guide you. Let yourself be brought somewhere else. So spend time with your soul, like that which is not what we that which is not like, let's say, our description of ourselves, like that which is not the body. Yeah, like I think Ajay pointed to this yesterday? Like the soil, the soul, yeah, the soul is individual. Like it's something that is not, like it's much more subtle than this body, okay, but still is individual, and the self is not. But she says, like, spend time with your soul. You know? Soul still has the taste of you, let's say, and somehow, like, and let the longing that is written in your soul take you, you know, like, yeah. And let you be brought by this, by this longing of your soul. I don't know if anyone, you know. Yeah. Like, because like in the soul, if we can go back, we can feel our soul, even like, you know, like we can feel when our soul like decided to come to this body, you know. So we can feel, so you know, like whatever the longing in this soul is not like for this food and nice clothes, you know, it's very different. Like the body needs the food and the clothes, which is like the direct longing for things, but this soul, like how it came to be was like motivated for, like only through this longing, you know, only through this longing to go to the light.
Is the longing the connection
with the divine? Yeah, like, it's, let's say like, only through this longing for dissolving, actually, you know, through this longing for dissolving, came to this body, you know, it's so funny, because then come to this body and get all this mess, you know. But it somehow is no other way. That's why, like, when people say, oh, you know, like, oh, this body, you know, I want to die, or like, things like that, like, it's so precious, you know. Without this, there is no way. You know, like, we can see, like, usually we understand our body, our being human being, as a bad joke, kind of. Not usually, but when we are into this spiritual thing, like, then it's kind of a bad job, because it's this, why, you know, like, we get so much trouble from having this body and all that comes with it, you know, which we well know. So, so then, like, but actually, without this, there is no way for this soul to go to dissolve, you know, to go to life. So that's why it's really like precious, you know. It's good not to run away from this jewel we have.
You said that the soul has a taste of individual. Did you say also
it
has a taste of
self? Yeah, self, you mean with big S? Yeah, like, you know, everything has taste of self. Like, it cannot go separate. I just...
Like, minister. Minister. I mean, okay, okay. And then everything's a minister.
Not just... Yeah. Like, you can do this. Like, I don't understand politics, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not only minister but itself, you know. Yeah, but because we understand individual as something like that we don't like it to be. But without that cannot be the other. So it's really like we are really like kind of obsessed in not like wanting to make like this is that, you know, but it's really like impossible to separate. Yeah, the longing is there, you know, the longing not in the sense that, okay, not like in the way that we many times understand longing, which is, it has too much of me wanting something, you know, and wanting something that is in our ideas, you know. So, but this, that's why I said, like, if we go behind, we can feel like this, let's say, like, natural movement towards the light, would say. I would, like, it's not exactly longing, you know, it's like natural movement towards light, I would say. Because longing would be like one step more towards individual kind of thing. So, something like, it's very tricky. The soul? Yeah, we can use like kind of same way, but you know, not this heart, like really like behind itself. So then I said like, so it all depends on my effort. Question? And then she said, like, kind of in a very poetic way, like, the tree makes effort to root himself. And the movement, of the sap, like this, like the blood of the trees, like this liquid that goes inside. Sap. Yeah, but because sap, you know, it's not Israeli word. So the tree makes effort to root himself. And the movement of the sap going up comes from another force. Then she said, like, you like the tree. So, you know. The question, like, because after saying, like, how all these doors would open. Yeah, and like the question is like, so then it all depends on my effort. Then she said like the tree makes effort to root himself, like to go down, like to, you know. So this is the effort that the tree does, but the movement of the sap towards going up, towards up, comes from another force. So you like the tree. And then she said, and then I said, you know. Then all is done, like, all, then all will be done, like this. And then she says, like, so, like, somehow, something in us has to say yes to the light. She said, like, everything moves towards the light, but at the same time, this yes is totally needed. Needed. Necessary. So, again, tricky Nikki. You mean like literally for the tree?
No.
For us, like I think, you know, like image mostly. But basically like the sense of, because I asked like, so then it all depends on us. And then basically she says like you take care of going inside. You know, you take care of your path, which is like going inside and spending time there, like in touch with your soul, with this, you know, behind. You take care of your part, and then like at the same time there is another force that is working. You know, just so you know, like it's not that you have to do something about this. You take care of your part, and something else is also happening at the same time. Then, one little Christian one. He says like, how, like, I asked like, how do you know that is possible, you know? How do you know that is possible? That? Like this whole liberation, not like, how do you know that to live differently, like to, like, be liberated, let's say in this language, which I will have a big question mark, but let's use this. You know, how do you know that this is possible? And then she says, I know, but, she says, I know, but when I didn't know, then Maria was making me know. So like, I know, but when I didn't know, Maria was telling me that is possible. You know, you can look this. So yeah, like then she said, you know, like she is the manifestation of this possibility. Maria is the manifestation of this possibility. Like that means that what it means. Like that she is that for her that was possible. Like,
so is it simple for what is the symbol that maybe through the reading, if possible.
You know, like, because we were speaking about before about how important it is to meet someone who is free. Mm. So in this sense, like, Maria is the representation of that. Not everyone, but most of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, not everyone. Because if we look behind, we know that it's possible. But because we don't know how to look behind, then, like, when we start feeling that that is possible, somehow, like, best would be if life arranges that we meet someone. So that then, like, is the kind of, let's say, like, the last deposit of fuel that we need can be, like, by meeting someone, and then, whew, then it's, like, complete yes, and we just, you know. So in this sense, Maria represents that. Yeah, absolutely, like, guru would be like same as Maria in this sense, you know, like not only the representation, the guru in this sense, but the manifestation of that. Yeah.
So how do you find
probably you ask for them like during three lives and then they come. I don't know, like you just really somehow like you cry for it and then when it's fully, when the cry comes from a real place, then life brings to you. But usually we don't cry for that. No, we say, I would like to meet someone, so that I can tell my friends, you know. But we don't cry for that because we know that if we meet someone like this, like, everything will fall apart, you know. Everything will just leave us, you know. Like, all our plans, you know. How much we love our plans, you know. Our plans and everything that we want in this life. Somewhere we know that if we meet this, then, like, goodbye to all these nice plants, you know. No, like, it's fun, and I also like to laugh about this, but it's, like, really, she was speaking before about, I don't know where, like, about, like, the need for these years. You know, for these years, yes to life, but this yes for life, like, I don't see everywhere. I see everywhere, but I don't see, like, that we are fully saying yes to life. We say yes, and then, like, about, like, 20 pages of but. In this new, whole, like, new time Roman, like, you know, like, number five, you know, like, really, like, many, many buts. So it's good to check all these buts, you know. And where are you? I don't see you. You, okay. That was an angel. Yeah, I said at least I tried three lives for the future. Mm. I also took my car and went like like escaping my school to go to meet like different people. I was very attracted to people living in the mountains, you know. Really, I had somehow I felt like I'm going to live like this alone, and somehow it didn't work, as you see. So, like this, like really like looking and crying for that, but also like, you know, moving around and coming to India and, you know, like this.
And crying, is that something evolved, or
is
that when you look and then cry, or
crying really? No, like, you know, you cry for milk, and when you have milk and then you drink milk, then you don't cry anymore, you know? No? Like when you cry for milk?
You mean before you're
getting
milk. What? You mean before you're getting milk.
What happened?
Are you thinking about
crying
your car and then crying more?
Yeah, many times I had to stop my car. Because you cannot cry and drive at the same time. So then she said like, no, I said, so what is to meditate? And then she said like, you know, when you are pregnant, you do gestas? Gestate? Okay. Gestate? When you are pregnant, like baby inside, then which like there is some gestation, how you say like
growing baby.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So gestation, but is this word that you don't really do anything, you know. But okay, I'm not going to make this job. So, you don't really do anything, but but somehow, something is done, you know. So this is, you know, like, so I asked, like, so what is meditation? And to say, like, to gestate the life. Gestate? I think it is. Yeah. But I like this word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So is yeah. So to yeah. Yeah. This. Then I asked like, when is better to meditate? Like when is the best time to meditate? And then she said like of all, the more precious of the hours are at night. Then she said like, let yourself awaken. And let yourself be brought to a place of great intimacy.
Mm-hmm. When she says at night, she means that?
Yeah, she means at night.
Can you get from that to
home? Yeah.
Can you please repeat this now?
Yeah. Like, what is the best time to meditate? And then she said, out of, like, of all, the more precious of the hours are the hours in the night. And said, like, let yourself be woken up. Like, it's not like you put your alarm clock, but let something waken up you. And let yourself be brought to a place of great intimacy. So this is, now you know what to do at night. Like you just try. Yeah, it has a really amazing quality, like really, like has nothing to do, like, I guess also it depends on everyone, of each person, but it really has like an amazing quality. Yeah. Because for this to happen without alarm clock, it takes a while, like it's not like, it's not natural, like, to start with, let's say, it's not natural to wake up at night and be brought to this place of great intimacy. You know. So we do retreats the way we do, and then, like, slowly, maybe something wakes up you know. Like, it's not like, it's very important the fact that it's not like, with the alarm clock. It's really like, there is a moment when something wakes you up, you know. Like, it's kind of a call, as if someone, like, sometimes I am in bed and I hear like, Gemma, like, really, like, like, really sweet, like, not, you know, like, but very clear, like, Gemma. And then I wake up and it's totally like, I really don't feel like sleeping more. Shower and then sitting, whatever. Like, but really, like, and this doesn't happen. Like, this comes also from the practice during the day, let's say that. The more deep we go and the more find this authentic place, then, like, somehow that provokes, let's say, like, this waking up in at night. So this is the natural, it's a very, very natural process. So no, it has some kind of continuity.
And it's not staying awake, just going to sleep, but right?
Yeah.
It's time to sleep, it's not just, I don't go to bed.
Yeah. No, like you go to bed, and then somehow you are waking up.
That's very interesting.
You don't need to, you know. And then she said, like, all the openings, I mean, you know, it's her experience, you know. All the openings happen at night. Maybe because the mind is not counting with the force of the will. Or simply because it's like this. Yeah, force of the will, okay. Like, yeah, usually even when we sit, like even when we are meditation, even when we are meditating, like, there is somewhere that we want to go. Like, there is some willpower behind, you know, like, willing, willpower, how you say, voluntad?
Yeah.
The willpower, you know, like, we want to go somewhere. And she said, like, maybe all the openings happen at night, Maybe because the mind at night don't have this quality of, doesn't have that much strength in this willpower, doesn't have this that much willpower, somehow more loose, more. She says, maybe because of that, or maybe because it's like this, simply it's like this, it's not like. Okay, so maybe we just sit quietly.
Thank you.